I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's hard to keep up with news coming out of Libya. Today, army units and militiamen loyal to Muammar Gaddafi struck back against rebels in the region near the capital, Tripoli. Reports from one town, Zawiya, say the army fired rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns against protesters who sought shelter inside a mosque. Several protesters were reportedly killed. Gaddafi himself addressed the people of Zawiya in a speech broadcast today on Libyan state television. The speech blamed the uprising on al-Qaeda and its leader, Osama bin Laden.
There should be no mercy against bin Laden and his followers. They are wanted people. They are wanted by America. Those responsible for the turmoil in the country now should be apprehended and should be cleansed and should be purged. Normality should return to the country.
Muammar Gaddafi also said that al-Qaeda had slipped drugs into the drinks of young Libyans. While Gaddafi appears intent on crushing the rebellion against his rule, his forces have clearly lost control in large parts of Libya. In the eastern city of Benghazi, resident Hatif Hassia describes how the army barracks there were taken over by local people.
This was the biggest army barracks in Benghazi. It was the residence of Colonel Gaddafi, and it was attacked 3 nights ago by civilians with homemade bombs, with tractors, and with other things. But it seems that there was a heavy artillery from inside, and we found executed people from inside.
As a resident of Benghazi, after Muammar Gaddafi's speech on television today, some protesters in Benghazi went out onto the streets to stomp on his picture. It's a far different scenario in the capital, Tripoli. There, Muammar Gaddafi is still firmly in control, and people are afraid to come out of their homes. Earlier today, we spoke with one resident of Tripoli. We'll call her Arwa, although it's not her real name. She told us she's been holed up in her apartment in Tripoli since Saturday evening when she noticed a crackdown by security forces.
We started to hearing gunfires all the time till the morning. So no one will go out. The streets are very surrounded. You can't go out. They used tear gas on Sunday to prevent people from going out, and I smelled it in my room. So I couldn't even get close to the windows to see what's going on.
Is there anybody that you know who was caught in the gunfire or the tear gassing?
I know someone who's been shot in his leg. I think he's 22 years old, and he had a bullet in his leg, but he's fine at the moment. I know two people were dead. They're relative to my husband. Two people dead today in Zawiya City.
How long are you prepared to be hunkered down there? You're there. You're not alone. You're with your mother and sisters. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, and how long do you have provisions for?
We're ready to stay here till Gaddafi's leave.
What makes you think that he's going to be leaving?
Oh, we're going to make him leave.
You say it with certainty. How?
People are ready to do anything and everything to get rid of him. Our souls and blood are very cheap now to pay that price. It's very cheap a price for us. Just let him go.
How has Muammar Gaddafi affected your own life personally?
I was born after the revolution he made, and what can I say? We had no dignity, we had no freedom, we couldn't talk about him. We had to cheer for him, we had to cheer for his photos, we had to see his image in every corner of the street. And he wanted to be treated not like a king, he wanted to be treated like a god. And this is not, it wasn't acceptable for most Libyans. He killed 6,000 officers in that battle in Ozo in 1987. He killed 1,270 prisoners in 3 hours in Abu Slim in 1996. And no one talked about them because of the economic benefits, the oil and gas and all the benefits between the Eastern and the East and himself. No one talked about him and let him get away with it. And Libyans were very upset and angry for the past 2 days because we didn't hear any condemnation for Gaddafi himself, just condemnation for what Libyan government are doing. No one mentioned Gaddafi at all. They have to understand that this is the Libyan who's ruling now the country. It's not Gaddafi anymore.
You're saying it's Libyans who are controlling the country. You do know that President Obama and Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, have made comments about Gaddafi and about the violence.
It wasn't enough for us. It wasn't enough for us. It was like shy comments.
Not strong enough for you.
It wasn't strong enough for us, yes.
Is there a part of you, Arwa, since you have known nothing but Gaddafi as the leader there, is there a part of you that is afraid of what might happen without him?
It won't be as bad as it was for the past 42 years.
How are you getting information right now about what's going on?
I call my friends and my families, and for myself, I try to liaise with many friends just to get reliable information.
And are you using the internet at all to get information?
I use the internet and I use the phone as well whenever I can. But the problem what we face here is that the internet and the phones are not working all the time. So we try to get benefit as much as we can when we get online.
What are you hearing, if anything, from the Libyan government?
We had two messages for the past 2 days. Yesterday, we received a message from a Ministry of Education informing people that schools will be open and it will be normal school day today, and they're requesting people to go back to their classes. The day before yesterday, the Prime Minister's office announced that yesterday should be a normal working day for the public and private sector, and should all employees go to their work. No one sent his kids to school today. And yesterday, 90% of people I know here in Tripoli, they didn't go to work. In fact, our operation suspended last Monday. I haven't gone to work since that.
Do you want to leave, and could you if you wanted to?
No, I could leave, but I choose not to. And in fact, one of my sisters who's abroad at the moment, she's planning to come back within the next 2 days. So if we're going to die, we're going to die all together. Leaving the country is not an option for us.